Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for your patience during this extremely busy time. I am off to Istanbul in a couple of weeks, and I've been deep in Constantinople research since you last heard from me. You'll be pleased to know that I have produced some episodes which will be airing over the next few weeks, and I will send you all a message from the Queen of Cities. For those who back the Kickstarter, you can see what I'm up to every day. Anyway, in addition to the regular episodes of the show, I will also be releasing a couple of listener-inspired podcasts as part of their Kickstarter rewards. And that brings us to today's episode. One of the rewards on offer was to have your voice on the show. Some listeners are going to be sending their thoughts on Byzantine history. Some will be asking questions for me to research or to answer off the cuff, and a special few are going to tell us about Byzantine-related subjects, and I'm delighted to say that that's where we begin. Today, listener BG is going to give you the rundown on the available Byzantine board and role-playing games. I really think you're going to enjoy hearing what's on offer, and maybe it will inspire some of you to give them a try.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tabletop Byzantium. This is a one-off Kickstarter award podcast. It is aimed at those of you who just can't get enough Byzantium. You listen to the podcast. You read or listen to the books. But it's not enough. Like Christopher Walken, you want more. But not more cowbell. You want more Byzantium. And like Walken's cowbell, no one you know really understands why you want more Byzantium. Or usually, they don't even understand what Byzantium is. But we are the few, the peculiar, the Byzantiophiles. Or, my preferred term, for those of us that drift like virtual ghosts in that fascinating and forgotten empire, we are Byzantonians. We are the virtual inhabitants of what we imagine the Queen of Cities was and the empire that she ruled. Ah, yes. But how? When Robin's on hiatus and the books are all read, how to get more Byzantium? What would you say if I told you that you could be in command of the Takhmata and theme militias, fighting to preserve Byzantine cities as the tidal wave of the Caliphate's armies rise before you? Or scheme and struggle with other aristocratic families to take the throne left empty by the Bulgar Slayer? Or jockey for position with other counselors to gain the ear of Justinian I, and so influence the course of Western civilizations? Or become a merchant, managing and increasing your fleet from the perfect port of Constantinople? Or, best of all, actually be a smuggler, a priest, a Varangian, a sailor, a soldier, or an adventurer, seeking your fortune as you pass through the golden gates of Constantinople? The answer is not the blue pill. It is tabletop games, which include both board games and role-playing adventure games. There are four board games I know of that are completely Byzantium-themed. My favorite is called Byzantium. Easy to remember. This is a game about the rise of the Caliphate in the 7th century. You command the field armies and the militias of the Arab and Byzantines, even on occasion commanding the Bulgars, those pesky brutes. The game is by Martin Lawrence, who is famous for his masterful melding of theme and game mechanics, and infamous for his opaque rules. His reputation is upheld here with elegant game mechanics drenched in theme. The rulebook, however, is not for the faint of heart, but worth the effort. The game is available on eBay at a ridiculous price. Well, maybe not so ridiculous, since I will not part with my copy. Another is called by a much different name, Byzantio. I'm not kidding. Byzantio is the name. The game covers the struggle of the aristocratic houses for the throne after the death of the heirless Basil II. The game mechanics allow players to take numerous actions, bribery, negotiation, campaigning, but only so many times. So if you have used up all of your campaign moves, you can no longer campaign. The mechanics are solid in this game, and the struggle depicted such a great theme. The game is currently hard to find, but finding it would be much easier than actually taking a throne. Another game is Constantinopolis. This is a fun European game with no bloodshed, but many moving parts, and you spend the whole game wheeling and dealing in the Queen of Cities. A fairly easy game to learn and available on Amazon, as well as other fine retailers. Well, there were four copies left at Amazon when I last checked. There is also a game called Justinian. In this game, you try to maneuver your counselors closer to the ear of Justinian I. The theme is really kind of pasted on here. You could have used Napoleon, King George, or even Donald Trump with the game mechanics. But thankfully, they did not. It's just fun moving around Theodora, Narses, and Belisarius, and a slew of other counselors closer and then farther away from Justinian as you seek the emperor's ear. This one is also available on Amazon. There are also a number of games that touch on Byzantium, though they are not Byzantium-themed in whole. One of those would be Fire and Axe. There you take on the role of a Viking leader, and you are able to sack Constantinople, and also Paris and London, if you prefer. Another game, which is my favorite game, is History of the World. History of the World is a game of world conquest that traces the history of the world from the dawn of civilization to the threshold of modern times. Through seven epochs, you lead a different civilization, combating other civilizations, and you can represent either Sumerians, Persians, Romans, Huns, the Ming Dynasty, the Vikings, the Germans, or the Byzantines. These board games can immerse you in the world of Byzantium. But to really be immersed in the world, that takes participation in a role-playing or adventure game. The most well-known role-playing or adventure game is Dungeons & Dragons. However, there are many systems you can use to create a world and adventure in it. My preferred system is Savage Worlds, which is very user-friendly and also has a Roman world sourcebook. In adventure games, you draw up a character with skills, abilities, and personality quirks, and go on adventures in a world provided to you by the Game Master. I, as a Game Master, am currently running an adventure in which the players, who have taken on the roles of soldier, magician, physician, and smuggler in the world of Byzantium, are undertaking tasks set to them by their patron, Romanus Le Capinos, as he vies for the throne. And all the while, my players are befriending a certain bookish prince, whose days are certainly numbered. Or are they? Thank you for listening. This has been a lot of fun. And also thanks to Robin for the history of Byzantium and this opportunity. This is the Mad Duke, signing off.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.